Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Worlds.
I came here to study.
To work.
To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
High school can be a challenge for any teenager, but it's especially tough if you're a recent immigrant, just learning English, and getting used to a new life in the U.S. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds. At Manhattan International High School in New York, most of the students are very new immigrants, kids who've been in the U.S. for less than 4 years. They come from 60 countries and speak 41 different languages. Rama Reddy Raghavan recently wrote a story for Feet in Two Worlds about the shortage of mental health services for students at Manhattan International. Hi, Rama.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Rama, why are mental health services so important for immigrant kids at this school?
Manhattan International is a school for students whose first language is not English. And it has a population of about 300 students, smaller than most public schools. Mental health services are essential because most of these students are recent immigrants who face myriad issues, beginning with learning English, to acclimatizing to a new culture and an American education system. They've been uprooted from their homes, families, and friends, and suddenly have to start everything over. This here's one of the students I spoke to. Her name is Lily Brito. She's 16 years old and in 10th grade and comes from the Dominican Republic.
We all come from different part of the world. We all come with different problems and really big ones that I really realized I just look at my friends and I didn't thought that they were going to have this kind of problems. And I just, when they told me, I was like so shocked, like, damn.
Can you give me like an example of a problem that you were shocked with?
I won't say name, but There was a girl that the father got married with another woman and her stepmother was so mean to her. And every time her stepmother would say to her father that, oh, your daughter is doing this and that, her father would just trust the woman instead of her daughter. And she will hit her or do, not hit her, but like tell her, oh, you this and that. And she really felt bad because her father is the only person that she's living with, that it's her family, right? She always feel bad, and her boyfriend, it's mean to her. So she broke up with him, and her father doesn't even like her boyfriend. And she really feels sad. She always cry and comes like, oh my God, my father, I miss my mom who's in DR, Dominican Republic. I really feel sorry about her because I have a stepfather, but he's nice. He's nice to me.
A lot for a teenager to be dealing with. And that, again, is the voice of Lily Brito, a 16-year-old 10th grader at Manhattan International High School in New York. Rama, what resources does the school have to address these kinds of emotional and psychological issues faced by the students?
The school currently has one guidance counselor who's busy with college applications.
That's for 300 students.
That's right. They did have another guidance counselor, but she was let go due to budget cuts. There is a Mount Sinai Mental Health Services office in the building that offers free one-on-one health services to Manhattan International.
And we should say that Manhattan International is in a building with a number of different schools,
yes,
correct?
Yes, five other schools. But like I just mentioned, she's shared with five other schools who share space in the building. Because she is so busy, only students with major health crises and issues get to be seen.
So can you give me some examples of times when the school has been able to help, to step in and help these students?
The assistant principal told me about how the Mount Sinai social worker helped solve an international custody issue where the student's mother was living in Spain and the father was here but doing a really bad job at child rearing. The student was consequently living on the street. Another incident involved a Japanese student who attempted suicide, but she could not be treated as she did not have the necessary insurance. The social worker arranged for her to receive insurance from Japan.
So those sound like pretty complicated situations. There must be lots of kids, though, at the school who need help with problems that don't involve international custody battles.
Yes, there are. Actually, one of the students that I've been dealing with is a 16-year-old boy, Julio Jaime, who came to this country 2 years ago from Ecuador. He has a serious attendance issue at school. Julio, as of May this year, was absent a staggering 54 days and late 42 days out of the annual 166 school days.
So more than a third of the days he either missed or was late for.
That's right. This comes as a surprise as the school currently enjoys a 93% attendance record. Consequently, he's one of the failing students at Manhattan International and is in danger of not passing ninth grade. It's clear something is going on, but the school is having trouble pinpointing Julio's problem.
So, what are some of the possibilities that they're exploring?
Well, it's difficult to say, but with Julio, I mean, he's just arrived into the U.S. and he's adjusting to learning English as well as a new educational system and a new family. His father lives in Ecuador and Julio lives here with his mother and stepfather. It's really hard to figure out why he's absent, as when you question him in either Spanish or English, he's pretty much non-communicative and often answers using monosyllables.
Rama, it sounds like students like Julio are falling through the cracks. Why doesn't the school send him for one-on-one counseling?
It's hard to believe, but Julio is considered, quote-unquote, borderline. One-on-one therapy is kept really for students with many more serious problems.
So what would be the normal procedure to deal with this kind of a situation in New York City public schools?
Well, for all kids in the New York City public system, phone calls are made every day when they are absent, and an attendance counselor is sent to visit the student's home. Parents are also called in to be interviewed.
So have any of the school's actions so far helped with his situation?
No, he continues to have a serious attendance problem. The school does recognize that there are many students with similar borderline problems like Julio's. Last year, the assistant principal got a group of girls together with similar issues, and with the help of the Mount Sinai social worker, started a girls group session that helped them deal with a lot of issues like cultural adjustments, anger management, eating disorders, domestic violence, and depression. This, again, is the voice of Lily Brito.
The American kids that are here, they live with their family. They're always together. I'm not saying they have a perfect life, but it's not the same as us. Like, I have my grandma, who's like my mom, who's in the art. I miss her a lot. It's like we're working harder than Americans. I'm not saying that we're smarter, that they're smarter or whatever. I'm just saying that the people we miss, the problems we got when we got here, people making fun of us because of our English, and I don't think that's fair.
The assistant principal wanted to start a similar group for young men like Julio at the school, but she couldn't because this year Mount Sinai stopped the group therapy program altogether because of scheduling problems. The girls said they missed these sessions as they were very helpful. One of the other girls I spoke to said the therapy helped her work through a lot of things emotionally, and their grades improved too. I asked one of the attendees of the girls' group session about Madeline, the Mount Sinai social worker who led the discussions, and this is what she said.
Tell me a little bit about Madeline. Did you like her?
Yeah, we do. Yes, like sometimes I get confused because I used to call her sometimes mother. It was like part of us, or like sister or something like that. It was nice to deal with her.
That was the voice of Winnie Morales, a 15-year-old who was part of the girls' group session. And she continues to talk about how Madeline helped the girls with their problems. She talked about a personal incident where Madeline helped her come to terms with repeating ninth grade at Manhattan International.
There, we share a lot of ideas with Miss Madeline. We feel like that she was part of us. We feel confidence. It was so interesting at the same time and helpful. At the start of the year, I was so mad because I wasn't gonna repeat the year, but she made me understand that was not so bad. I'm not gonna get in ninth grade without learning English. Second, is gonna help me in the future. And third, like, she make me understand that was not so bad. That even though I was gonna repeat the year, I was gonna count like for two.
So after you talked about that, how did it make you feel?
It makes me feel in peace with myself, because in my country I never repeat a year. And here, like, new country, new language, and then repeat the year again. It was so horrible.
After listening to Winnie Morales, it sounds like learning English is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the problems for some of these immigrant students.
Yes, their problems are more varied than a normal American teenager. And this population of students do require more help, and if they don't get it, problems that are borderline, like Julio's, can soon become quite serious.
Now, the New York City public school system is facing budget cuts, and Manhattan International is part of that. And that puts the school in a dilemma in terms of paying for social work or paying for other services that the students need. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, schools with all the pressures of testing are now under the gun to perform. I spoke to the principal of Manhattan International, Alan Krull, and he says he would love to hire a full-time social worker, but his priorities right now are to maintain small class sizes, which is currently at 24. He says a requirement necessary as his students need more attention. Because of budget cuts, he says the school is working with a bare-bones staff right now. In addition to losing a guidance counselor, the school has lost two paraprofessionals who spoke Spanish and Polish, both again necessary for his student population.
Rama, the interviews you did were really about the current 2010-2011 school year. What about next year? What's the school going to do to provide for students who are in need of counseling?
Well, the principal believes that next year's budget is not going to be any better than this year's. So they are worried that they will not have a counselor, and they may even have to cut additional essential staff.
And where does that leave Julio, who we were talking about earlier?
Well, right now they're hoping that the phone calls and interviews will turn his behavior around. But he's not going to pass ninth grade this year, and the cutoff for graduation is 21. So the administration is currently investigating other options for him, like transferring him to another easier school or having him do the GED exam, which stands for the General Education Development Test. And that is for students who are unable to get a high school diploma. It's unfortunate, but prospects for helping Julio are not very bright with the school's current resources.
Rama, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Rama Reddy Raghavan is a Feet in Two Worlds Education Reporting Fellow. Producers for this podcast are Sarah Kate Kramer, Jocelyn Gonzalez, and Dimple Patel. Our engineer is Chad Bernhard. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation and the Cyrus Fund. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Visit our website at news.feetintoworlds.org.